listening to the sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Let us pray, drawing words from our epistle reading today. May the God of peace sanctify us entirely, for the one who calls us is faithful. Amen. Friends, last week we read the message of John the Baptist as told in the Gospel of Mark, but I didn't preach on it. I preached on the Isaiah lesson instead last week, but I'll tell you now, the thrust of John the Baptist's message in Mark that we heard last week is this: repent. Repent. John the Baptist with Isaiah and Mary and Micah are Advent prophets. And we actually get 2 weeks of two perspectives on John the Baptizer this season. So we hear John the Baptist again today, but this week, the third Sunday of Advent, it's from the Gospel of John. And in the Gospel of John, interesting, the word repent doesn't appear at all. It's a different thrust completely. We get two perspectives on John the Baptist during Advent. No sign of repent there. In fact, baptism in the Gospel of John has far less to do with repentance and everything to do with revealing God's love, like shining a spotlight on Jesus. John himself only wishes to testify, that's the word from the text, to testify to God's love. John certainly baptizes, but he does so for the sole purpose of testifying, of making Christ known. And in so doing, tells us all who he is not. John the Baptist is not the Messiah. If we're in the Gospel of John especially, I actually like to call him not John the Baptist as much as John the Pointer, just as a way of remembering what John is about in the Gospel of John. John proclaims, even to us today, that the Messiah position has already been filled. In other words, God is God, so we don't have to be. I had a friend who was called to a church some years ago. And when she arrived, she was greeted with wide open arms, like she walked on water. You see, my friend is highly qualified. She'll probably be a bishop one day. She has the kind of solid theological training and preaching, the kind of compassion and passion for God's people that any congregation would envy. And this congregation knew it. They saw her coming. And they, like so many others, had been through years of decline. So they were very excited to have her with them. In fact, she actually had somebody refer to her shortly after she arrived as the Messiah, the one who would save them. My friend very quickly assured them that that position had already been filled and that that was good news. Siblings in Christ, whether we live or whether we die, we belong to God. Our salvation does not depend on us. Jesus has already filled the Messiah position. That's good Advent news. That points us to the meaning of Christmas. Jesus has filled the Messiah position, and now our job is to be about proclaiming that, like John, giving testament to that good news, shining the spotlight on the manger. By the way, as a little bodily preaching prep this week, thinking about John the Baptist in the Gospel of John, I brought a new spotlight from home to shine more light on our weathering manger out front, out in front of our church that's up all year round. It's another way of pointing, shining a spotlight. John the Baptist teaches us that lesson today. Our call is to go and do likewise, giving our egos a little reality check and proclaiming this Advent season, not who we are, but who we are not, and shining the spotlight, pointing to the Christ born in Bethlehem. We do that with our actions. Francis of Assisi famously said, preach the gospel at all times. That's not just for preachers. Preach the gospel at all times, friends, and when necessary, use words. How might we proclaim that the Messiah position has already been filled with our actions? I heard a story once about a missionary in India. He had been sent there by a Christian organization in the United States who was sponsoring him. And after many years of trying to start a Christian church in a primarily Hindu culture, he finally realized that his missionary attempts weren't gaining any traction. He called to inform his sponsors of where things were at. They understood, even while they might have been a little disappointed, they understood, and plans were made for his return home. As it turned out, his departure date was scheduled for December the 26th, and so he would be there for Christmas Day. He'd be on the western coast of India, in the midst of a deeply Hindu people and culture. This missionary decided that he wanted to throw a Christmas party before he left. So he set up tables and chairs in the center of the marketplace. Then he took all of his remaining funds from his sponsoring organization, and he bought as much rice and bread and milk as he possibly could. Hundreds of dollars, which is what he had remaining from his years in India. Hundreds of dollars can buy a lot of rice and bread and milk in that part of the world at that time. It was a wonderful party, as you can imagine. A Christian man sharing and eating among the poor in a distant land. The next day, he packed up his things. He climbed aboard the ship that would eventually bring him home. When he arrived back in the United States, his sponsoring organization quickly found out what he had done with the remaining funds, and they were furious. How could you have done that? This was a failed mission, man. In the end, no one became Christian. They're not even Christian, they yelled at him. The man listened to the board of directors and then calmly responded, but I am. And it is the Christian story that I'm sharing on Christmas Day. Like John the Baptist, he remembered too that he was who he was for the sole purpose of making Christ known. Friends, you are who you are for the sole purpose of making Christ known. And who is this Christ to which we point? He is the one of whom Isaiah sings. He is the one who brings good news to the oppressed, who binds up the brokenhearted, who proclaims liberty to the captives, the cancellation of debts, gladness instead of mourning, life instead of death. The one to whom John points, the one to whom we shine a spotlight upon, is the Lord who loves justice and peace, who restores all the earth with shoots of green that spring up, who welcomes and includes everyone, who forgives and embraces and feeds and shelters all. Friends in Christ, we are invited again today to reflect and respond to the gift of who we are, forgiven followers, proclaimers, spotlight shiners, pointers to Jesus through our words and our actions, and siblings in Christ. We celebrate again this Advent morn who we are not, the Messiah, who is with us now and loves us still, this day and always. Thanks be to God. Amen.
us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day.
Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.